This is our text. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Last Sunday, Pastor Ganey pointed us to real hope in our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His text was from the beginning of our text for today, Mark chapter 13, where the disciples were marveling at those beautiful buildings that were the temple where they sacrificed and they worshiped. Rather than joining in on marveling that craftsmanship, Jesus warns them that there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And he was right. Less than 40 years later, in 70 AD, Rome came in and destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. And since then, the world has been filled with misery. War after war, famine, pestilence, forest fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, mass shootings, and much, much more. Our gospel lesson for today, Jesus continues to warn disciples of what was yet to come, and therefore he warns us as well. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. I would suggest that all of those things and much more have happened over and over again in every generation. In fact, the only sign of the end of the world that has not been fulfilled yet comes from Mark chapter 13, verse 10, where Jesus tells us that the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. Once that happens, then and only then, will it be time for the end of the world. Until then, Jesus tells us, be on guard, keep awake. After telling us to be on guard and keep awake, he tells us to stay awake three times in these three verses. So the idea of staying awake must be very important to Jesus if he tells us to do it so many times in a row. The thing is, if you look carefully at the text, he doesn't tell us how to be on guard. He doesn't tell us how to stay awake. I mean, the longest that a person has ever stayed awake, according to recent records, is 18 days, 21 hours, and 40 minutes during a rocking chair contest. So, obviously, if a person can only stay awake for 18 days, 21 hours, and 40 minutes, it's totally impossible for us to stay awake for the rest of our lives. So, what does Jesus mean when he says, stay awake, so many times in our text for today? Well, when one isn't exactly sure what a portion of Scripture is trying to get across, best practice is for us to find another portion of Scripture that sheds light on that text. And I think that our epistle lesson from Jude for today gives us that answer. You know, it's not often that we take a look at the book of Jude, but it does come up as the epistle lesson for today. As a matter of fact, this is the only time this lesson from Jude comes up. On the last Sunday of the church year in Series B, once every 3 years, the book of Jude comes up. And if you're not familiar with the book of Jude, I would suggest take a look at that very short book. It's only 25 verses long. As that book begins in verse 1, Jude tells us that he is the brother of James. And if you know your scriptures and everything like that, you know that James is the brother of Jesus. And so what we find out is that Jude and James are both younger half-brothers of Jesus. They have Mary and Joseph as their parents, while Jesus has Mary and the Holy Spirit as his parents. Now, we're told in a couple of spaces in the Bible that Jesus' brothers didn't believe in him before the resurrection. In fact, Mark chapter 3, verse 21 tells us that Jesus' family thinks, and I quote, he is out of his mind. So somehow, through observing Jesus' death and resurrection, they come to faith in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Obviously, by the time they're writing their books, they have come to believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Anyway, Jude begins by telling us to build yourselves up in your most holy faith. And I believe that is one way that we stay awake. Basically, what Jude is encouraging is for us to gather together as God's people and surround ourselves with word and sacrament. He wants us to be in worship. He wants us to hear the gospel. He wants us to continually receive the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Lord's Supper. That's how God builds us up. Because we know that we don't build ourselves up. Because by nature, we are spiritually blind, spiritually dead, and enemies of God. So it takes God to build us up. And he does that when we are surrounded by the word and sacrament. So that is one way that we stay awake. Another way that Jude suggests that we stay awake is by praying in the Holy Spirit. That helps us stay awake. You know, if we're focusing on praying in the Holy Spirit, we're not focused on those things that are going on around us. So fine, let the sun be darkened. Let the moon be darkened. Let the stars be darkened. We're going to be praying in the Holy Spirit, so the Holy Spirit is going to help us endure. You know, Martin Luther often suggests that we begin the day by praying his morning prayer, Luther's morning prayer, and by saying the Lord's Prayer. And then likewise, he suggests that we end the day by praying Luther's evening prayer and again, the Lord's Prayer. So praying in the Holy Spirit is just another way that we stay awake. Jude continues. He tells us to keep ourselves in the love of God. Now we know that from 1 John, God is love. But we also remember the words of St. Paul when he tells us in Romans chapter 8, the end of Romans chapter 8, where he says that I am sure that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So no matter what happens around us, nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. Nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so that means if you really want security, you should seek security in the love of God. Keeping ourselves in the love of God is part of staying awake. Staying awake also means waiting for the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. So when in doubt, wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, the guy who died on the cross for you and freely offers you his mercy every day. Just wait for him. That mercy is ours for the taking. We have it as a free gift in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. That mercy leads us to eternal life where there will be no reason to worry. Think about it. While we have disasters left and right here on earth, there aren't going to be any disasters in heaven, just absolute perfect harmony with God and absolute perfect harmony with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, staying awake isn't just about ourselves. It's about the people around us as well. And so St. Jude tells us to save others by snatching them out of the fire. I don't know about you, but for me, that is really, really cool picture language for me. Because our family spent many, many years sitting around the campfire while we were out camping, our little pop-up camper, you know, and then all of us sitting around the campfire, the kids roasting their marshmallows so that they could make their s'mores. But as a parent, from that very first time you lit that fire and those little kids were standing around it, you're always worried that something's going to happen. And so you are always ready to snatch them out of the fire. Well, that's the same thing we do with the people around us who don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We are to snatch them out of the fire by telling them why we believe in Jesus. You just sit them down and tell them what God has done for you in your life. Have a nice, serious conversation with them about what faith in Jesus means and what their eternal destiny has in store. So these two lessons for today are really perfect examples of how we should approach scriptures. Jesus tells us to stay awake, but he doesn't tell us what it means. And so we look to his half-brother Jude to fill us in and tell us how we are to stay awake. We are to build ourselves up in faith. We are to pray in the Holy Spirit. We are to keep ourselves in the love of God. And we are to wait on the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, we are to snatch our neighbors, our friends, and our family out of the fire. As we close out this church year today, the focus is always on events for the end of the world. We don't know when it's coming, but we know that it's not going to be pretty. And so we have to be ready at all times. We have to stay awake. The message for us is that God is going to be with us. And God is going to protect us until we get to heaven. I mean, the one who created us, the one who sacrificed his son for us, he is going to finish the job. And he's going to make sure that we make it into the security of heaven. So all we have to do is focus on staying awake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.